Hallelujah. Matthew 11. This is what I really want to get this to both the team that's leaving and going. Can we do this just real quick? This is going to be sort of an interactive sermon in some ways, and it's a very quick sermon because I know they got to get on the road. I want everybody on this side of the room to come into the center part of behind the camera, kind of like over on the center part of the sanctuary. And then I want everybody on that side of the room to get in the center, and I want this group to go get in the center. I'm just kind of following what I saw this morning in prayer, and I was not sure how it was going to happen, and I just started following, and now I'm going to just keep following. I'm going to ask Brother Adam. Where is Brother Adam? Brother Adam and Brother Colin, I need you to go get that banner for me, please. We're going to do this for the whole church. Hallelujah. At first I thought it was just one way, and then sometimes you find things out. They're not just one way. God has something else in mind. All right. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I'm just going to read it to you from the Message Bible. Just listen to what this says. It says, are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. And you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Now, you might recognize it more in the New King James. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, and I am gentle and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Last week I shared about the rest of God and the refreshing that's coming. And in order to be refreshed, there were a couple things that I said that it needed to be intentional. And that rest was not inactive. It's not just, oh, I'm going to go take a nap, spiritually speaking. There is an action to this. There's an action to this. And in Isaiah 40, I'm going to read this. I'm going to have these gentlemen come on up to the front. I'm kind of doing this as we go. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40. I've been talking about rest. And then the Holy Ghost just kind of reminded me that there is a rest under the blood. We don't talk those terms that much anymore. We probably need to. It's because of the blood of Jesus that we have this access to God.
Amen.
And this rest.
Yes.
Colin, if you'll go on the other side. And so what I found is that the blood of Jesus makes a difference. And there is a rest that is coming, and now I'm just going to speak over you as a congregation and over you as the team and the young people going to this youth camp. The blood of Jesus gives us access to everything that God has. The blood of Jesus gives us access to healing. It gives us access to provision. The blood of Jesus gives us access to His identity, not the world's identity. The blood of Jesus gives us a place, a spot to be able to stand before God in His presence without the sense of guilt, shame, inferiority, as if sin never existed. As if sin never existed. The blood of Jesus that was shed for us gives us that space. And so right now, I'm going to pray for you. And as I pray for you, I want these two gentlemen to walk back and forth over this congregation, symbolizing that we are covered in the blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray for this congregation. We pray, God, for this youth camp and these young people who are going to be on this trip. Go ahead, Brother Adam, just follow him back and forth. And Father, we thank you they're covered in the blood. And Father, symbolically, as this tarp of tablecloths is over them, Father, that they would recognize, that we as a congregation would recognize that there is a place in God that gives us our true identity. It gives us our place in God. It gives us freedom from everything that tries to bind us. Mm-hmm. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus brings healing. Yeah. The blood of Jesus brings hope. The blood of Jesus brings help. The blood of Jesus brings wisdom. The blood of Jesus brings us to a place of wholeness and help and wholeness so that we can be all that we are in God. And so, Father, I pray for this youth camp. I pray for this youth team. I pray for this youth group. I pray for the Jacksons, Pastor Christine, that these vehicles are covered in the blood and that there is protection, safety as they drive, as they travel. There is strength. There is healing. There is wholeness that even as they drive down the road, the conversations will be full of God, and that there will be such impartations and such a presence of God, even in the vehicles, God, that they would sense your presence in a mighty, powerful way. God, that the young people that are here that couldn't come go to camp, and the church family that is back here, Father, that we would be covering this camp, that we would be covering them in our prayers, in our thoughts, and in our mind this week, that as we pray for this 2022 youth camp, God, that lives are changed and that destinies and giftings and callings are revealed by you, Father, and that you get all the glory in Jesus' name. We send out this group with our blessing, with our covering, with our love, Father, that they would experience an encounter with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, time to finish.
Send out verse.
Our send out verse. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you can know him. Message us. We can pray a quick prayer. You believe in your heart. You confess him with your mouth. The Lord Jesus. You accept his forgiveness and you live for him. The Bible says make him the Lord of your life. That means he calls the shots, not you. He calls the shots. And so right now, let's pray a simple prayer, and then we're going to just go right into our sending out verse. So say, Father God,
I come to you
in the name of Jesus.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus is who he said he is,
that
he's the Son of God.
He
died for my sins. His blood was shed for me. I receive his forgiveness, and I call him my Lord and Savior from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, as we just move into this sending out verse, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, 7 and 8. God bless you. You are dismissed.
Hallelujah.